Welcome, everyone, to the wrestling show. As usual, I'm your host from the Lingus Mafia podcast. You can find all my nonsense at Lingus Mafia. I'm Cav Manning. However, this week, there is no Billy Body.
I'm doomed.
He is sick. He has the fucking corona. Believe it or not, as George Takei would say, believe it or not, he has the fucking plague. The man is on his deathbed. He can barely get through talking, like, at all. Like, he says two sentences, he's worn out. He's fucking out of breath. So he doesn't have the plague that people get where they're just, oh, this is no biggie. He's got the fucked up one. So he was out of commission for the... Like, he had it on the last wrestling show that he did with Disco, and he said he barely got through it. So I had no problem. That's why I did the NFL show last week pretty much on my own, and he popped on because he could not do it so long. So I have in his place my cohort from the Lingus Mafia podcast, Mr. Fausty Walnuts.
What do you hear? What do you say?
So this is a new audience for you, Fausty. They know me. They know the nonsense that they get from me. Now, people who don't know the Lingus Mafia podcast, I do the show with him every week, and we've been doing it for almost about 10 years now, including our YouTube show, I guess.
And yeah, back when we actually used to talk about wrestling.
We actually used to do this, and we graduated into not having to fucking do this anymore. In fact, when we did the YouTube show, it was when... Raw started 3 hours. We had already been doing it, and Raw started 3 hours.
2012.
And so we would have a countdown on the show, the Raw 3 hour countdown. How many weeks would it take before they went back to two? Well, we were wrong because they're still waiting. God help us. And they shouldn't be doing that. It's a fucking bad idea. And We would do a talk show.
It. They're getting paid for these 3 hours, but man, it has a How much do they need on the show? Jesus.
It has a major effect on the show. So we used to actually do a show where we talked wrestling, and now our show is just, you know, shooting the shit about whatever. If something big happened in wrestling, somebody's, you know, by chance, if one wrestler happened to kill his whole family, let's just say that happened. We would talk about that. We would talk about that. Thank you.
And we still talk about the major pay-per-views with the Rumble. We have our Rumble pool. We cover Mania, SummerSlam. Like you said, if anything else major happens.
Yeah, and well, we've gone to WrestleMania and, of course, talked about that. And, I mean, we went to WrestleMania once in New Orleans.
Went to the Royal Rumble in Arizona.
Yeah, and when we went to the Mania in New Orleans, we shared a room with a couple people, and one guy was so drunk that he actually shit on the floor of the hotel. You want to go back to our shows and listen, you'll hear the whole fucking thing about all hell broke loose.
It wasn't me.
Just snored from the other fucking room.
Yes.
So we are going to actually talk wrestling, and it's interesting because anytime I shoot the shit with Fausty on the side and talk about wrestling, the way we started was we would just yammer on the phone with each other about the stupid shit they would do or whatever and said, you know what, we should record this because it's entertaining. And that's how we started talking about wrestling and shit. And then we started recording wrestling for years and then looked at each other and said, you know what? I am fucking tired of talking about wrestling.
But it's because it sucks now. That's the problem.
That's the problem. If this
and
was
I hate
attitude,
to sound
era.
Like one of those people. Oh, it used to be
everything's
good.
Bad. Like, everything's bad.
It's rough. I think over the last couple months, it's hard to watch. Where I'll just skim on through, just to kind of keep in touch with what's going on. But there's nothing that's like sucked me in. We're like, okay, I gotta watch this.
And for me, we're both in California. So for me, I do get the East Coast feed. So I could watch. I'm watching it at fucking 5. Fausty does not get that feed. And so he has the early hours like I do. He's working by 4 a.m. So you're not staying up till fucking 11 for this. Attitude Era, I think you suffer one of the days, right?
Yeah, if I know, you know, Rock Austin, you know, it's going to be on. But right now, comes on 8 o'clock. I put it on at about 9 and just kind of skim through and, until I can hang. And then it eventually gets to the point where it, there's been nights where it's been good and I've watched the whole thing, stayed up to 11, go to sleep.
Wow.
But then there's nights like last night where it was about 10 o'clock and I'm like, all right, I'm tapping out.
Billy used to do this to where, I mean, he's England time. It's 8 hours different from me. And he's up until fucking like 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. watching wrestling. And those days have stopped for him. He is fucking done with it because otherwise, I've always given him the option. Well, right after Raw's done, we could record. And he's like, go fuck yourself, because he's not looking to. And I, who the fuck would blame you? I'm not, would stay up till fucking 4 a.m. to watch it. He'd fall asleep. Damn. I mean, back in the day, we would review the show and he'd be snoring on the show while I was reviewing it. So,
that's so you're not going to be staying up this weekend to watch Wrestle Kingdom?
Oh, fuck. Yeah, I forget that that's this weekend. You know what? I did it one time ever, and that was because JR was, and he hadn't been around for a while, and I missed JR, and I said, oh, the fucking great. He actually made me buy the pay-per-view just to hear him commentate, and
That ended up being a fun podcast, hearing your review, not knowing who most of the guys were.
Not knowing anyone from there. That's the problem. I'm like, well, JR gets you out of your seat with whoever. And he didn't know who the fuck anyone was. That was a problem. I go, well, that is an issue. It's, I mean, I did commentary one time for a federation called, I almost said AEW, APW. And
as seen on Beyond the Mat.
Thank you. And I was like, fuck, I get in and I'm like, I don't know any, and people just want me to fucking jump in and be like, yeah, fuck it. And I'm like, I don't fucking know a person, and you think I'm gonna be able to fucking, like, Jesus Christ, give a nigga some warning here. But you know, they don't. They just said, go ahead and fucking jump into it. And I was like, yeah, well, that didn't fucking work. So whenever we've talked about wrestling, Fausti is in the line of Billy when it comes to him noticing things, where I have become a retard that licks a fucking pole, because I watch it as if we were in an elevator, Fausti, and you ran your fingers across all the buttons. And I just looked at them and went, ooh, pretty lights. Because I watch it now mindlessly. I don't know anything. I mean, I watch it every week. I haven't fucking missed shit. But I don't intently go, but this doesn't make sense. Sure, you will pick shit out that's craziness where you go, well, this makes fucking zero sense. But otherwise, I'm like, it's there. Dance for me, monkey. Entertain me. I don't care what it is. I'm glad that something's on fucking TV during the plague, especially. And that's what I was saying to Billy once. I go, we should all be very fucking thankful, and we're not.
Right.
We're like, fuck you. Meanwhile, that was the only fucking entertainment we had at all that never stopped, and we should have been very fucking grateful. And I tried to think that way. Listen, they're out there. At least I should, you know, in a time of this matter, we should hold on to that and be very happy we have something and be glad. And I was a scumbag and go, this is trash. however, they have finally, it's like almost at the end of the plague. No, I don't know, not the end of the plague, but end of not having people around to be in the fucking audience, where they have finally begun to do things and exploit the fact that they do not have a live audience there. They could have been doing this for so fucking long. And I think it occurred to them for the graveyard fucking match. Oh, sorry. Mm-hmm. The boneyard match.
Get it right.
I love that somebody even goes, what's a boneyard match? You don't know a fucking old graveyard's called a boneyard? Get the fuck out of here. Of course. And so now they're finally doing theatrical shit, which, it's obviously when it is so funny where people go, oh, look how phony. It's the fucking movies, though. It's a live. I don't see people go to the Phantom of the Opera and go, oh, look, the candles come out of the floor. I'm supposed to imagine this is a lake. What the fuck? It's a fucking entertainment.
Right.
Take it for what it's worth. Undertaker does magic. So now that has gone over to the Fiend. He could be set on fire and killed and be fine. If you remember, didn't Yokozuna put Undertaker in a casket and he flew out of the fucking fake Titantron?
Never mind that.
Never mind any of that. He ascended. Well, that's like when JR was talking about Owen dying. Do you remember he said, Owen was supposed to ascend from the ceiling, and it went, no, descend.
Right.
And very quickly at that. Thank you. So we will talk about everything here, and I will go through. Stop me when you have anything of interest, and we'll get you through this entertainment-wise for everybody here. Because we're starting with SmackDown, which I will say, as I say every fucking show, it is the better fucking show. It is more entertaining, and I think a ton has to do with it being 2 hours.
Right.
It
I
has
feel like the if Raw was 2 hours, it'd probably be better, because I feel like Raw, they just stretch shit out. Like, they know they have like 2 hours of content, but they're like, fuck, we gotta stretch this out.
It has to be that. I mean, we're seeing, I don't fucking, you know, God bless you, Gulak. God bless you. Probably a lovely man, and one of those Mexicans, Metalik. What, I'm sure you're right. a fucking mensch. You fent. That's Italian for nice guy, Faust. But I don't want to see him on my fucking I don't care, right. Unless you have a story. They, now, when he was with Brian and doing the whole, well, you know, I could show you this or that. I've noticed right. something about your game. There was something fucking involved.
Yeah, that nice little storyline. And then his contract ran up. He re-signed. And they forgot him anymore.
I need to hurry and re-sign you. You are so important to this company. Okay, I'll re-sign. I got nothing for you. What? I would like a job like that, Faust. Pay me and I'll fucking just do nothing. That's practically my job now, but okay, SmackDown. They right. start off with a cage match. It had a good feel to me. How soon? This is the biggest question, Faust. Now, it's a cage match between Roman and Owen. It's hard to say, Roman and Owens. For the title, Universal title, starting off the show. Roman come out there looking all the way live, right? How soon before Roman is suspended again for steroids?
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
His shoulders, I go, fucking this handsome fucking devil here. His shoulders were like that Batista size where you're stuffing cantaloupes in your skin. They were fucking completely popped out. And I'm like,
if you see how he looked
ripped.
In like NXT, FCW, whatever, when you know, he'd come out wearing just his little short shorts,
model
right?
gimmick,
little tights, and like, you know, he was in good shape, but man, you look at him now.
He's fucking
a lot of weight,
getting after it. So remember,
for how many years we see him wearing the vest?
Yeah, that fucking like, vest nonsense. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've been hiding that body under that vest.
Snap.
my God.
Oh, nice. Those eyes. Hey, he just needs those contacts back again. Are we recording this?
He made up for it by getting fake teeth.
He did. Now he think he fucking handsome. He's walking around with a fucking smile and you see it go ding and sparkle off his tooth. Great way to start the night. I said it had a big match feel. Great back and forth match until Miss Elizabeth shows up and tries to handcuff fucking Owens in the fucking ring. Holy God. I mean, he could not get those handcuffs on. And I'm like, this fake fighting by he couldn't fucking
Owens
put the handcuff
trying.
On. He was
Owens
trying to help trying. Him. He's just let me put these on. I'm like, they just need to cut away here. Then Roman walks out of the cage. Very nice. I like this ending. It's a chicken shit heel.
That's good.
There you go.
It was, I was surprised. I'm like, oh, they're going to have this match first. But you know what? It makes sense because, you know, like you were saying, we're on the West Coast. We don't get this shit live.
Yeah.
East Coast does. And they got it right after the Saints game.
Oh,
so
keep
they
you
had
in
a nice
your seat.
Little lead in. And this was actually the highest rated SmackDown since it's debuted on Fox.
I saw it was up. It was 4 million or something people.
Let's see. It said the final number. It says was like 3.36 because remember the week before they were on FS1 and they only did 1 million.
That's quite a fucking job. And you know what? It is power of the NFL. People were watching that and it pulled them right
through. It said the December 11th episode on Fox. That was the last time they were on Fox. Mm. That was 2.2 million. So they gained a whole million just from having that, that sweet, sweet NFL lead in.
Now, this is...
They can't do do SmackDown Sundays.
Sunday afternoon. Sunday night SmackDown. Yeah. This is the Russo theory, if you recall. Mm. He would do gimmick matches and things for the casual fan who, when you're flipping past and you see something, this was why the pole match thing. Mm-hmm. So you flipping by, seeing a cage match, you're stopping maybe.
Yeah, that's why it was smart to lead off the show with the cage match. You try to keep those NFL viewers like, oh, cage match. What is this? And then you got your champion, Roman. Yeah.
Yeah. They say that's our fucking lead fucking guy, you know, all that. Triple threat for the tag titles, and it's an elimination. Asuka and Charlotte versus Sasha and Bianca versus Bayley and Carmella. Now, let's be scumbag men and rank them and point out what we like and what we don't like about their looks. I'll go first. You tell me you agree or not. Carmella, here's the Carmella. New titties, big, and the new outfit now helps. I don't like that red one.
That outfit helps,
Bailey.
That red one, a little too much,
Yeah, it's not enough. Bailey, she got that Mexican ass and very low-key big tits. She hides those big, big titties. As we know, her sister got fucking real big melons. the same with Asuka about the low-key titties. The only thing that saves Charlotte was her giantly absurd porno-sized tits, and she had them removed. So, God help you now. So now she's Charles Flair. Sasha.
Chuck Flair.
Chuck Flair. Sasha, as we all know, is worthy. Thank you, Sammy Guevara. And then there's Bianca. I don't need to say anything. Sasha
Bianca looks okay when she doesn't have all that like blue lipstick on and all that shit.
She's an athlete. Like, that's what I see. I mean, she's not an ugly girl. She ain't my cup of tea. She's normal. Right. She's not a glamour fucking girl out here. You know, she looked like she could line up at the fucking Olympics and run track.
Oh yeah.
Very much.
Yeah,
and
ripped too.
And whoop everyone too. Maybe do that back jump over the fucking pole. That's what I see with her. Right? You know,
like
they do that
Flojo over here.
Not the Flojo stop. That
what was the
pole.
Other one? Jackie Joyner Kersee.
There you go. Yeah. She need a one tight, long, one short. That's the Flojo look, right? She needed juicy nails too. The long nails. I think that was bad for running, isn't it? It's wind resistant.
Good thing.
Yeah, fucking highlight. You imagine the shit in her nails when she wipes? Gotta be terrible. Charlotte, let's see. Sasha pins Bailey with a slightly better frog splash than Chavo, because his is the worst of all time.
Does Hornswoggle have a better?
I think
frog
so.
Splash,
it is. Chavo is the worst at a frog splash I've ever. I don't know why people cannot do the frog splash wells. Like, I mean, Sasha's isn't the fucking greatest either. But like I said, slightly better.
Hers is what, about a 2-star compared to Rob Van Dam's 5-star frog splash?
Chavo's
a 1.
Chavo, I don't know if you're giving any stars. Chavo would get more stars if he didn't try. Negative star fox. That's going to be his TNA music. Negative stars frog splash. Charlotte pins Bianca after Bailey takes out Sasha, but it's confusing because the black guy drops Sasha. Like, I don't know if he was, I think he was supposed to catch her, but she fell on him awkwardly and it was almost like something was supposed to happen. And I don't
What's his name? Reginald?
The Cavalier. What the fuck is his name? What is he?
The Somalier.
Somalian from fucking Somalia.
Somalia.
Don't you call them a Somalians? What is it?
That's
I think it might be. Okay. Sammy in the back with the Street Profits. And he has fake slammies, which I think were fucking fantastic. Action figures on tin cans.
Oh, yeah.
This is fantastic.
I don't know if you saw, he posted on his Instagram side by side with Owen Hart holding the two slammies.
Oh, fantastic. See, this is his new thing. He has, and you know, Intercontinental Champion as well. Used to wear a mask as well. Now he has to look forward to falling from the ceiling.
Oh, boy.
Uso versus Bryan. But Uso jumps Bryan before the match. Bryan still wants to work this match. I write down in my note before while the match starts, and I go, I guess this is how to have Bryan lose, because he got jumped ahead of time, so this will wear him out, and that's how you get a win for Uso, because you would be like, well, Bryan ain't ever going to lose to the fucking tag team guy. However,
I was going to say, Bryan wins. At the same time, yeah, it wasn't about a month ago or so, Uso had beat Bryan on SmackDown.
And then
so,
didn't Bryan already have Stevens. Him again?
Did he? I don't remember.
I thought he went after him again, because it was like, okay, he got his fucking guy's win back. 50-50 booking at its finest. Commercial with wrestlers beating up 2020. I get embarrassed. I make sure the girlfriend don't walk in the room. I go, don't come in. She was trying to get in, and I had my shoulder against the door and my foot against the door, and she was pushing. I go, no, no, don't fucking get in. And she fucking pushed it in right after the commercial ended. I said, oh, she goes, are you looking at porno? I go, no, even worse.
Looked like a bad Cricket Wireless commercial.
Fucking 100% because of that stupid fucking Charlotte looking, oh, you wearing my robe? I'm like, meanwhile, that thing's a miniature on the floor and it's wearing her robe. It drives me fuck. See, I understand those miscommunications when I'm looking at, hey, this doesn't make sense. That's what I point out. Commercials. Sammy versus Big E in a lumberjack for the IC title. And I was like, shit, when it was over, I go, boy, this show was quick. I couldn't believe how fast. I go, oh, shit, it's already over. This was the main event. Big E wins the title. And hopefully AJ Lee comes back so he could fucking punch her in the chest when he walks down the ring again with as Intercontinental Champion.
You like his new music?
No, I enjoy Three Ain't Enough, I Need Five.
Yeah.
We need
at
that.
At least
back.
He doesn't come out to New Day anymore, so he separates them, you know?
Yeah, he needs
his little powder fucking bowl, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, he his powder bowl. What you call that? His weightlifting chalk.
James over here.
All right, time for Raw. R.I.P. Luke Harper. The announcer even starts with, it's Monday. You know what that means. I said, look at that. How about that?
Oh, I lost you for a second. What did you say? I'm sorry.
I said that even the announcer starts off the show by saying,
oh, Phillips, yeah.
It's Monday. You know what that means. And then Drew gets in the ring and says the same exact thing.
Yeah. But did you also catch what also Drew added?
What? No, maybe not.
Because he says, it's Monday. You know what that means. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the last Raw.
Oh,
of the year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That, you know what? I never even.
It was a low key. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Alexa even said it too during her promo. She said, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, I never even. I forget that fucking. That old Luke used to do that on the fucking apron.
Yeah,
like
a he fucking would never maniac. Talk. That's all you would hear him say.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And yeah, I remember, I forget which wrestler it was, but somebody made shirts. Because Luke was like, oh, come on, I don't have any merch. And so one of the boys made Luke Harper shirts and it has his face and it says, yeah, yeah, yeah. Somebody posted it last week, you know, when he passed, where it was like a group picture, like 8 or 9 of the guys all wearing the shirt.
I always pretty expect cool. them to clap when they say that, though. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's different.
That show doesn't exist anymore.
No, it doesn't. So Drew talks in the ring. It's Monday. You know what that means? Sheamus, Keith Lee both show up because now they're going to have a match for whoever wins. I sound like a Keith Lee talking. For whoever wins will be getting a championship match next
this
week.
This is what I mean. This whole opening segment just takes so goddamn long. It just drags to me. I'm like, already, it's the first segment. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Sheamus out now. And by the way, Drew... He should only bring out the fucking sword when he's actually having a match. He doesn't need to do that
for an interview. Yeah.
Promo, you know,
you're right.
He doesn't need to do all that.
Yeah. And you know what's funny?
When he comes out for a match, it's not especially do it every time.
Did you watch the Austin show with Drew on the network?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I laughed my fucking ass off because Billy and I, we always talk about, you know, that, hey, all you cool cats and kittens was the worst right. thing he could have fucking said, right? We're like, it's awful. He brings it up and he goes, you know, I want to try new things. My wife suggested that because this was popular, I should say, all you cool cats. And he was like, he's actually didn't say like he's embarrassed by it. He said like, you know, that was something he wanted to try and like proud to do it. I'm like, Oh, you don't understand that that's your suffering succotash moment? Don't fucking ignore
not that.
That
bad, but it's up there.
It's pretty, yeah, it's a bad. What's up, all you cool cats and kittens? Get off my suffer television with that.
Succotash, son.
The worst Roman Reigns promo. And then look at the camera and give a wink, too. Oofa. Mm-hmm. Oofa. I saw Fonzie going right over top of the fucking shark when that happened. So now it's Keith and Sheamus. Winner gets Drew next week. Drew is on commentary during this. Spirit bomb clean. And mm-hmm. Keith Lee wins. I still can't imagine and believe that he is fucking Mia Yim. It is, I think about it, I go, I sit there, I go, what the fuck? I can't believe this. I picture that he's pounding this, and I go, how is he doing this?
She's kind of thick, so I think she can handle it.
That's a lot of fucking man to fucking deal with. I mean, he's probably throwing her around, spirit bombing her left and right. I wonder, he's got to tell her to take that mask off for oral, though, right?
I would hope so.
I mean, fuck, you, that's a Hannibal Lecter mask. You would split yourself like a fucking, like an egg cutter, you know? Morrison... He come to the ring with Miz. Morrison has that Gene Simmons look, the most hair for a bald guy. Do I tell a lie? He fucking look fucking bald.
Yeah.
I'm like, it looks like frizzy, like it's very Macho Man-ish. Like, I don't know, it's just not thick and fucking luxurious anymore.
Mm-hmm.
When it's dry,
it's getting up there.
Yeah.
Thin.
I go, listen, these things happen. But you're a man, so you go, who cares after what? Whatever. But when you've had long hair, maybe that might be the problem. When you've always just kept long hair, then it's going to be like, motherfucker. You know, then you look homeless. So Miz is pissed because he wants his Money in the Bank briefcase back. Yeah. So apparently he's distracted because of this. And he loses to one of the Mexican fucking lucha guys. Whatever. Why are you on? Thanks. You're on my television. So he lose. Okay. Elias and Gunner are in the back. He'll always
speaking
be
of balding. Gunner's hair is a little thin right there.
A little.
I'm like, what is this?
He got that Luke Harper. He got the fucking Friar Tuck in the back and then pull it over the rest of them. They're in the back. AJ and Black and the Beanstalk show up. And he says, I'm sick of hearing your music. Like, he pounds on the door like he's a next-door neighbor. I'm sick of hearing your music. And this sets up a match. I'm tired of Oh, boy. How about you just have a match? You know, there you go. Here's your next match fucking against each other. And I'm like,
I don't know,
are they both AJ's bad guys so, still? I think.
That's what first, I was going to say, AJ's, I don't know. He's so nerdy, but he's still entertaining to me. I don't know.
Maybe I mean, that AJ's great. In him,
But yeah, I see this match. I'm like, who am I supposed to root for here? Who's the good guy?
Yeah, I'm thinking it was AJ, I guess.
What did you call him? Black and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, Black and the Beanstalk. Because they called him
name almost.
Yeah, Edward James Almost. That's what they
call him. Negro.
Negro James Almost.
There you go.
There you go. Dana with Mandy. Versus Shayna, who's by herself. I go fucking apeshit, and I will say it every fucking show. Mm-hmm. I walk to the ring with those double biflex. She flexes on the way to the ring. It drives me. You would think she was fucking Arnold with this walking out there. And I'm like, okay, you ever try to walk? I know you've never tried flexing at this. It's retarded. Yeah, well, listen.
The only thing worse than walking would be walk on your knees and flex.
That's where you're key retarded if you had to do something like that. I thought maybe you got two cheeseburgers in your hand. You're walking that way. I don't know. It's just uncomfortable.
Has Dana thanked you yet, though?
Oh, for making her lose weight? No, she has not. I fat shamed her into losing weight.
Shaming her and
I said, "What is this?"
Instagram.
Yeah, I was like, "What is this?" Fucking, she's wearing a full body. She looks fantastic now. You're welcome. You're welcome.
She just toned down those duck lips.
Yeah, the duck lip thing. But you know, she looked like shit. She walked next to my girlfriend Mandy Rose. What are you gonna fucking? What are you gonna do,
Mandy? Yeah, Mandy said, "Fuck it, I'm keeping my hair short." It doesn't look like she's trying to grow it back out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think she had it long in the first place. I think she fucking pretty much had the extensions, maybe a little bit longer, but you know.
Yeah.
Choke and a tap out. Shayna wins. Mandy is choked out afterwards. Here's my question. Does this bring back Sonya?
Oh, yeah.
To
she's
help.
Been out a while.
Because she's the other fighter where, okay, here's your little push now. Because it's funny that they, like, they haven't told them, hey, no Instagram posting, because they're together on Instagram still. Often now. Because before it was, they had a fucking, like, I laughed. Mandy would always post pictures on the boat with Lana, with fucking Dana, with Nia, whatever, right? They're on a boat. And that was it. You see Sonya's fucking Instagram. Sonya has pictures on this boat with Dana, with Lana, with Nia. And I'm like,
everybody.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so we're not supposed to know you're all on this boat. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. K5 a little bit, right? I think this is what brings Sonya back. She's, I don't know, she's got to deal with that court case. Is that done with now?
I have no idea.
Still the biggest botch ever was shave your head match. Oh, now I'm going to make it worse. It's going to be loser leaves town. No, that's not worse. No, no. Mm-hmm. Especially when you just come back anyway. She will come back and be the good guy because there's no way they won't have to mention it when she comes back to save them. It'll be like, look, she's just a hero saving her. Right. If she came back as a bad guy, everyone goes, don't you have to fucking never come back again? You lost. But that won't never be fucking... Yeah, exactly. This is what's
happens. Well, that was on SmackDown, so she can come back
to Raw. Oh, you're allowed to come to Raw. There's I got you. Alexa's playground, Orton doesn't show up, but he shows up at the Funhouse. Breaks things, like beats the shit out of the fucking puppets. And Bliss gets all pissed off and challenges him to a match. I said, oh, this will be fucking interesting. Turns out the Duchess like Randy Orton. She think he a handsome fucking devil. I go, yeah. And then what makes it even better for her, because she like a romance. And I said, oh, he got a big love affair with his wife. You know that whole fight. I mean, he's way into his wife. That make her like her even fucking more. When Alexa was out there yelling at him, she goes, oh, she should make him her boyfriend. I go, no, she's getting married to someone after knowing them for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's her thing.
Oh, he's a former pop star.
Oh, fuck you. Poor Murphy, sit there. probably better off Murphy. Fuck.
Yeah.
He get Aaliyah, who's 12 years old. That's fine, too.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah, why bother? You see? There you go, Aaliyah. Oh, Gutierrez out there. Elias versus AJ now. Now Elias does the Taker top rope thing because he's retired, I guess. He get to take it. And he yells.
Ask for permission?
Well, I bet you he did. I bet you he fucking did. And now he yells, WWE stands for, and since there's no fucking crowd, you get Gunnar out there yelling like a moron, walk with Elias. And then he walks on the ropes. I guess that's the new thing. He's going to yell that to the crowd, and it's walk with Elias, and then he walks the ropes. I said, I see what you got there, kid.
Setting them up. Yes. Setting them up for whenever there's a crowd again.
Yeah. AJ flying jalapeno, or as we like to call it, the flying forearm. And he wins this fucking match. Ali versus Ricochet. Did you notice they called him, like, they mispronounced Mustafa? Like, they said...
that's how he says it. He says it Mustafa.
Mustafa. That was it. And I go...
Ali pronounces it, so now he has the announcers saying it that way.
See, I hear the announcer say it, and I go, wait a minute. Did they just say this wrong? And then the next announcer says Mustafa. So... What the fuck? And I'm like, okay, well, I thought I was right then that they fucked it up. I think Saxon might have said it the fucking quote-unquote proper way. And then it was Phillips who said Mustafa.
I think I first noticed it when Ali was on Graves. I think it was Graves' podcast. And he was saying, yeah, it's the correct way to say it. It's Mustafa.
Mustafa. I can't even remember
I've never heard that before.
I can't remember it. Mustafa. Mm-hmm. Is that his real fucking name?
I think so.
Huh. Mustafa.
I'll look it up.
That's close to Christopher. Mustafa.
Christopher. The Jersey accent.
That's the fucking, that's the tall-headed version of Christopher. Mustafa.
Oh, no, that isn't his real name.
No, see, that's the best part. It's not pronounced. Motherfucker, it's a fake name. What do you mean it's not pronounced this way? What's his real name? Fucking Job?
Adil.
A deal. I got a deal A-D-E-E-L, for you.
A-D-E-E-L, Alam.
Oh, boy. Officer, by the way.
Yeah, officer from Chi-Town, your town.
Chicago, Illinois? Okay. Let's go. Retribution. Always fucking tortured. Holding their heads, walking to the ring and screaming. I go fucking... I don't know what's worse, this or Dana. Double bifurc.
Splash. Remember when Retribution was trying to take down WWE? Now they're just...
They're in the system now. Now they're part of the machine. holding their heads. Fucking... And I still love that fucking hockey guy, whoever he is. I don't know his name. When... Mm-hmm. I think it was Fiend disappear, and he was swiping at the floor and looking up.
Yeah.
I want to run in the ring myself. Fucking beat him. Come here, you fucking moron. Get back to the promo class in NXT and learn how to fucking do something. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Splash by Ricochet, but the knee's up, and it then flipped into a submission, which was very fucking nice.
Yeah.
And like this would be, I would say, listen, I don't mind you, Mustafa. And I almost didn't know how to pronounce, but I just remember Christopher. I don't mind him, but there's a story. You are now allowed to be on my television. I have interest to see something. Right. Get rid of the rest of this fucking group, but you know, you could be busy. And you know,
how long until Retribution's just gone or it's out of this fucking
movie? We're going to have that countdown like Raw with 3 hours. And the fucking,
we hope this one really happens.
Yeah, I really hope the other one were to fucking happen too. But so Ali asks, will you join Retribution? And he say no, and he fucking kick him in the face, run out of the ring.
I will not
fucking Maury Povich of wrestling out here. I am not gonna join.
Thank you, Borat over here.
Nah. Charles Flair versus Mr. Jax. DQ because Dana shows up. That's the end of that. I don't care about that. It is really something. Do you think they troll the fans that, oh, Charlotte's coming back, let's give her a title just to piss people off?
I know.
It's every fucking time. Oh, you're coming back? Hold on. Let me get a title warm for you. Garza in the back with Charles. And she asks, oh, how is your year? And who is this rose for? R-Truth runs in, and the jobbers run in, and he drops the rose, and they trample the rose. Mm-hmm. Here is my question to you.
Yeah.
Which legends win this 24-hour title fucking next week?
Oh, that's a good question.
At least three?
Yeah.
And the women,
would say
too.
Hogan, but he's,
no, yeah. I thought the same thing. I said Hogan gets another title. However, the problem is he's got to lose it. Right. And that's not fucking happening.
No.
No. He goes, it doesn't work for me, brother.
Hold on, let me rub my Fu Manchu.
So what happens then tomorrow night? Oh, we should do a wrestling show, Faust. This is too entertaining.
Carlito for sure is winning it, losing it then.
That's 1,000% for sure. Melina, does she win a fucking that title? You know what's going to be real interesting? She got to be there and fucking O'Morrison's there.
Oh, that's right.
Do they bring back Joey Mercury for a fucking little fucking bullshit?
That'd be good.
Is he work there still?
I don't think so. Probably I'm not sure, actually.
They gotta have something. Think they bring back Mr. Perfect?
I don't think he can make it. He might be busy.
I don't know if they have a shovel, flashlights, whatever.
Maybe his son.
No, they'd rather bring back Mr. Perfect.
Which females had won the 24/7 title?
Kelly won it.
Kelly. Candice.
Candice, was it Eve Torres? She win it?
It might have been her. Or was
it she even there? I know it was. For sure, the other one, Candice, because she's big fat, so she got rolled up.
Right.
She got jelly rolled up. Riddle, New Day in the back, and Hardy. Riddle with his retard gimmick. He wants to name this four-man team where he calls it a fucking... What did he called it first like a fucking a duo or something, where I'm like, what? It was four. And they go, listen, I guess your retard gimmick really is the fucking thing. And then he says, the positively hard bros. All I think is this is a rib on Woods. I always think this is them making fun of Woods being in a porno.
Mm-hmm.
It's them versus the Hurt Business. And then Bobby, before walking, when he's walking to the ring, he declares himself in the men's Royal Rumble.
I'm glad he clarified.
Okay, now we have Dana flexing, saying you're in the men's. And what was the other one? I forget who the fuck else it was.
Retribution.
There you go, in Retribution. I love that. I am in the men's Royal Rumble. Thank God you said so. Bad guys win this. It's Bobby wins. So
yeah, Woods got his got the Harper fucking discus lariat in there.
Oh, see, this is why you're on the show. I don't fucking notice any of that shit.
Pay homage because he had the armband too.
I saw he had the armband. I'm like, oh, only one who gives a shit. Okay,
I know. Well, I'm like one guy.
And then you have Alexander, who has a black armband for every black person.
Right.
Yeah, he's still with the BLM armband. Miz and Morrison in the back sulk, and Pierce shows up and say, "You look sadder than the Cleveland Browns." I fucking popped when he fucking shit on the fucking Browns over the fucking loss from the Jets. I'm like, that's great.
Meanwhile, Pierce is probably a fucking Chargers fan, I'm guessing.
Why? It's just from...
Oh, he's a SoCal guy. I know he's a Padres fan, so I'm just assuming he's a Charger fan.
There you go. yeah, lucky you being a Giants fan. Now your division, you're fucked. Those Padres are going to be on fire this year.
Wow, well, come on, man. I think the Mets are supposed to get all the guys. Why are you letting the Padres?
Oh, they can't. They're just they sit back. They let them come to them. So now they gives him back the money in the bank. He says, you're right. Flat out. You have to cash
that's
in.
That's it.
That's it.
I mean, that's all they could come up
with.
Your
not payoff.
Hey, let's have a match. Nothing. Just here.
Nope. You're right. The end. That's what I think Trump hopes this kind of thing happens to him. They just go, oh, yeah, you're right, by the way. Here's the keys to the White House.
I mean, at the very least, they couldn't have had him just like, all right, you got to beat Otis again for it or something. Like, have some sort of storyline. Just like, yeah, you're right.
Speaking of, do they just ignore the Otis Mandy? It's gone. It's done. It's never to be spoken of ever again. I expect
that was
them
a mania moment from last year too.
Yeah, mania moment.
Get it?
Fucking awful mania.
I'm like nobody.
This. Oh, yeah, I know. Where you would have had the crowd go crazy. Like fucking great. I'm sure she's not crying about it, but
no.
I would expect them in the back to fucking see each other at the pay per view, and you know, this time and distance in my career, you know, maybe we should just be friends and have Otis be the one to say that and be like, you know what, you're right. And then they're both good guys and done. You know, but they back themselves into a corner and they do not know what the fuck to do. It is clockwork with them. You can set your fucking watch to them not knowing what to do. Here's your main event, so-called. Bliss versus Orton. She comes to the ring with her Madonna microphone. You know, it's stuck on her head, and she's out there, and I'm like, she's coming for a match. She's coming out for a match, and I'm like, why does she have a microphone? This is retarded. And you find out why she has a microphone, because she would have electrocuted the shit out of herself. So she's in the ring, and she does the Rock come get it fucking bullshit with her hand. Orton's in the ring. And she's like, oh, why don't you fucking, you know, you do to me what you did to him. She goes and gets a present and slides it in the ring, opens it up, and it is a gas can with matches. So she pours a spot in the ring. She stands on it and she lays in it. And she said, go ahead, here, light me on fire. He said, I don't, fuck you, what are you, crazy? And then she make a
I've already gotten away with one murder. I'm not doing another.
Yeah, what is this? Well, if you ask for it, it's, you're like Kevorkian. You don't get in trouble if you ask. Now, she then pours a line from him to her, makes a circle. And I said, now this is where they could get good with the special effect. He lights it, and it makes a ring of fire around her. They could get around this. They could have a fucking mannequin in there. It's something. And shoot it from an angle, whatever. We get this. Okay. Then she goes, fuck you. which I thought she was going to do in the beginning, and she pours the fucking thing over herself. I said, this is fantastic. This is fucking fantastic. You got to light her on fire. The lights start to fucking go out because he's like, you don't tell me what to fucking do. Or maybe I will, maybe I won't. The lights start to fucking flicker. They go dark.
My head started to hurt when he was trying to explain the rationale here.
Yeah, buoy logic rationale. So I said, okay, well, this is getting proper because, okay, now they're going to do this special effect shit, which is proper. Lights go out. You see a totally different camera angle where I go, and the Duchess is watching. And I said, oh, this is where it's going to, they're going to do something because you see the camera's different here. Pre-taped, all this shit. And he goes to the camera like it's her with the match that's fucking ready. And they're like, don't do it, Randy. Don't do it. And it fucking ends. You've got to be fucking kidding me. You've got to be fucking kidding me. They always pay off. Big time. The best part of the show. And they fucking let it down. They could have fucking done something. If this is all magic and bullshit anyway, they should have fucking had her in the ring of fire like fucking old Johnny Cash or whatever. You know? Walk the line, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. This is like, remember when Bray picked her up and then threw her, but then the lights went out and you never saw her land.
Yes.
You never saw her take the bump.
Yeah, that was good. Oh, she went out and the lights are on and then she's laying there dead, right? So, and speaking of Bray, he's missing as well. I guess they're just giving him time off. But that is your Raw and your fucking SmackDown. And
they'll have some sort of gimmick match, I guess, at Rumble.
Orton and Fiend?
Another gimmick match, yeah. I would assume.
Is anybody going to fucking be there? I highly, highly fucking doubt that anyone's there still, which is a fucking...
I hope they do for Mania.
We're going to have 2 years of trash Mania. I'm so fucking... Mm-hmm. I'm tired of it. I'm done. I'm like, last night it got to me finally. And I was like...
You know, the whole Thunderdome thing was... I thought added to it at first, but now I think I'm just numb to it now where I'm like, it's not the same.
It's better than what they started with. I'll take that.
Yeah, it is better. It is better than silence.
Why not have all of NXT at the Thunderdome then? Mm-hmm. They have a lot of fucking people that could be spread out through the fucking audience. Even if it's a row of fucking TVs, a row of people, bop, 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 like up and down, horizontal, fucking not, no, vertical fucking ways. Have it that way. And where it's a row of TVs, a row of people, top to bottom, you know? And do something. But yeah, the fucking, the stupid piping in of shit, I hate it. It's, I'm watching that and I'm watching the Patriot game yesterday. And I look up and I see the fucking, the stadium's empty. You know, it's that. And I'm like, it just then hits me. And I'm like, I am so fucking done. I mean, Billy might be officially fucking done. I'm not sure. We might have to see if he fucking, you know, drops dead or fucking
He'll kick
not.
Out. He'll kick out.
He's going to have to kick out soon. otherwise, I might be doing the NFL show by my fucking self again. So we'll see. But that's it. You have anything else to add to what we've talked about or what?
I was going to say the only other thing, you know, they had the graphic at the beginning of the show for Luke Harper. We've seen a bunch of wrestlers tweet and put stuff on Instagram.
Yeah.
AEW is going to do a tribute show on Wednesday.
Oh, it's just going to be a whole tribute show.
Yeah, I guess they were supposed to.
Did he
to
do
have
enough?
Like a, I know. Well,
did he win the title? Did he win that TNT title from Cody?
TNT title. Yeah, he beat Cody, and then when he the last match he had is when he lost it.
Oh no, shit.
Yeah.
Who did he lose it to?
And then he's back to Cody.
Oh, okay.
They had, I think they had a strap match.
Jesus.
I think that's what it was. But yeah. Brian Myers, formerly known as Kurt Hawkins, I saw he tweeted. He was happy with what WWE did. He said, he tweeted, no 10 bell salute.
Oh my God.
No video package. This man was beloved by his peers and we're all grieving hard. This isn't right.
See, that's the thing. You see that like, he was very well fucking liked.
Oh, everybody loved him.
Holy shit. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
I think the 10 bell salute's a little too much. I thought you know, maybe show some of the tweets or, you know, a small video package. But
yeah, I can see
for
the
quite
tweets.
A while.
But what?
because he was with WWE for quite a while.
Yeah, I mean, he was. I thought
he was there long enough to get a little something. But yeah, like I said, if you want to see your a real tribute show, I guess watch Wednesday. I guess they let his son book the matches.
Really?
Yeah.
How old is his kid? I thought he had sure. like a little kid.
Ten-ish. Ten-ish, maybe?
Ten, and he's booking the match. Get out. Well, it's pretty much what WWE does. It's like a 10-year-old's booking matches over there, too. So we'll see if it's any fucking worse.
It sounds like they pretty much said, okay, the next 2 weeks are supposed to be like a New Year's type special shows. They're pushing it back so they could have this special tribute show instead.
Mm. And I love that, like, Bruce Mitchell's in trouble. People are morons. He has an opinion. Oh, you didn't know he got in trouble at the Torch? He had pretty much an opinion article. That's what it is. However, nowadays, Faust, you are not allowed to have an opinion. He had an article about he thinks it's a little fishy, that he thinks it's a cover-up that he did catch fucking COVID, and that, like, they want to keep it hush-hush, AEW and the wife, not to hurt AEW. And I'm like, then who fucking cares? I mean, you're not allowed to fucking have this opinion. They're like,
And you're not allowed to have a conspiracy theory?
No, and the fucking editor, normally this is run past me. I did not see this. It was not approved. We have taken the article down. He's had a long-standing thing with this company. So, you know, like, they're not firing him, but they're taking this. And I'm like, oh, heavens to Murgatroyd. Let me grab my pearls here. Fucking give me a break.
Should he have waited 2 weeks to write this article? Was it too soon?
And you know what? And he starts it with, you know, yes, he was beloved and great father, this and that, but this and that. And it's like,
I'm just saying.
You're not allowed to fucking have an opinion. Faust, I'm being so much trouble the second the fucking shows take off that I'm on. Forget it. I will be done so quickly. However, I give everybody my word. I will never fucking back down. You will never hear me apologize for my opinion and joking on thing. Mm-hmm. Because I will joke about any topic. As I said, Sami Zayn has to look forward to falling from a ceiling. Listen. If somebody can't take a fuck, should I say, is that too soon, Faust?
Is he going to ascend to the ceiling?
Yeah, he's going to ascend to the ceiling.
From the ceiling.
Yeah, thank you. Ascend from the ceiling. Fucking Christ. So, all right, you can find all our nonsense, of course, like I said, at Lingus Mafia on Twitter. We have patreon.com/LingusMafia. Our show is normally out on iTunes, Stitcher, Android, wherever the fuck you find it. Look for Lingus Mafia Podcast. You'll every Tuesday, or actually for the free birds, we call them, who don't pay for the show, they get at least an hour of the show, and that'll be out normally on Thursdays. If you want to go to Patreon, you get a million fucking bonus shows, constantly different things we do, and you get the full two-hour show on Tuesdays earlier than everybody else. Billy's Nonsense is at DirtySheets.com. You can find him there. You could tweet to him and go, don't ever be sick and let these two fucking idiots take over the show again. It's horrible. It's terrible. But listen, let's face it. You guys like this show better this week. You don't need to fucking say. You could tweet me and go, listen, that was the fucking best fucking show ever. Okay, that's fine. Because Billy don't listen to these shows anyway, so it's okay. That's it for Mr. Fausty Walnuts. I am Kev Manning. We'll see you next week.
Kick out, Billy.